I can easily remember the people in my neighborhood that have the Trump sign up or the bumper sticker or the American flag in their yard, okay? So This is not an underground movement. And now you're telling in public that all those people in public that have access to knowing each other, that you're an enemy number one. So this is good from our perspective, because they can network very easily, because it's supposed to be, according to the ideal of America, this sort of freedom of expression and political party affiliation. And now they're all being hunted for having that affiliation. So this is shattering at once for a lot of people that what America is supposed to be. And now they're being told that it's basically illegal and tantamount to terrorism to be associated to the guy that you just voted for, right? And so you have all these people that are going to be very easily able to network with each other, because it's not such a demonic thing to be a person who voted for Trump. And it was out in the open for so many years, right? It's another thing to say that, okay, I don't know, let's say it was Nordic Resistance Movement in America, right? And they're saying, okay, these people are the bad people. And, you know, the banners weren't flying everywhere, right? Then the Americans there can say, well, I don't really know how to get in touch with those people, or I don't want to belong to that, right? And do you see where I'm going with this? It's like You have this whole mass of people that know each other or that can know each other in the neighborhoods. It's a regular thing, and it's being demonized and shattered.
Yeah.
And it's actually a pretty fucking stupid mistake for the anti-white establishment, the anti-just conservative, basically, establishment, to be demonizing that group of people that is that large, that has that potential to connect with each other under a brand that is flown everywhere across the country.